Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Losers in sports. So hopefully we get him on the line here shortly. But until then, 888-957-9570 is the number. We were talking about 49ers. We've been talking about the Golden State Warriors. Huge trip. Well, not a trip, I should say, but a huge stretch coming up for them. Thunder tonight. We'll have that covered starting at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. And then tip off at 7 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Take your calls after the game with Warriors wrap up. Joe Shasky. We're going to have four down territory here. Not yet. But I did want to get your thoughts on what Colin Cowherd was saying prior to this. We were talking about, you know, the expectations of the 49ers just after this season. And I'm looking at Brock Purdy, and I'm not doing the like-for-like comparison here. But I looked at what the Dolphins gave Tua last year in the contract that they dished out to him. And I just thought to myself, God, who are they bidding against? You know, and then I started thinking that more and more because you just can't help but look. And Stu Gotts obviously is based out of Miami, so we can get his thoughts on this as well when he joins us. But the concussions are obviously a concern. And my concern with Brock Purdy right now is we're dealing with the shoulder injury. So he's not the biggest guy. You know, he's going to have some wear and tear on his body more so than a guy like a Patrick Mahomes, and a Josh Allen, who've also had their injuries, obviously. But who are the 49ers bidding against next year, heading into these contract talks? Like, is it the Raiders? I don't see the Raiders paying them. Is it the Panthers? Maybe. Is it the Cleveland Browns? Well, they're all that money with Deshaun Watson. Like, I'm trying to find out who are they, you know, bidding against here when it comes to these Brock Purdy negotiations. And what is Brock Purdy's lawyer going to say, or lawyer, that's a little strong. What is his agent going to say, you know, to the 49ers brass and John Lynch and Parag when these negotiations start? What is his argument, Brock Purdy's camp, when they start doing these contract talks next year?
I mean, I think his argument is pretty simple. It's like, hey, like I've been playing like an upper echelon quarterback and getting paid like a guy who's on the practice squad. You know, like that starts there. And then the question now becomes like, yeah, we acknowledge that and we understand you're dramatically underpaid. Now where? Like where do you slot it? It's just interesting to me. Like I'm looking at Lamar Jackson and I don't think enough teams use this opportunity. Kirk Cousins was franchise tagged, and it was like it was a negative thing. And to me, it's like, no, all that money's guaranteed up front. Now, yeah, everyone wants the fully guaranteed $200 million contract, you know, multi-year. But in these types of situations, why are we in such a rush to get it right? Like, don't you want to get it right, not just be in a rush, not just lock up and just be done with it? Right? It's like, no, I want to make sure that the price point is proper. And I want to also make sure that, you know, I've insulated myself as an organization so I'm not stuck with a bunch of debt money. So what ended up happening with Lamar is that they ran their course and then they eventually, he was going to be a free agent. They franchise tagged him and they placed an exclusive or non-exclusive tag on him, meaning anybody could have matched an offer, put an offer out there. The Ravens had the right to match. And if they didn't want to match, they get two first round draft picks. Now, you can extend Purdy a year early, or if you can't come to an agreement, just plays on the contract he's on, and then he would become a restricted free agent after that. Place the franchise tag on him again.
I'm not saying they're going to do this. We're having the conversation here. All right. So before everyone freaks out, oh, you can't do that. It's
Malcolm. Why?
No.
Why couldn't you?
I'm not. What do you think you could trade? Realistic. We were just talking about trading. What if you traded Brock Purdy? What do you think you could
do? I asked this question with Bosa. Remember? And everyone thought I was crazy. And I was like, at the time, before he, when he was right up until he signed it, I was like, just out of a thought exercise.
Well, we did it because it happened with Khalil Mack in Oakland.
What did we think that Nick Bosa could net you?
Similar to the Khalil Mack, which was two first round picks and a second round pick, and then it was swapped in the second round and a third round pick, something like that. It was similar to that.
I'd be hard pressed, and this is going to sound absurd. I'd be really interested to see. I think it's a first rounder, maybe a third for Brock Purdy. Like, okay, let me ask you this. Is Tennessee offering you their top 10 pick to get Purdy and pay him?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Now, would they do a future? Probably, but why would you do a future pick? You want something that you can execute immediately. The Raiders. Are the Raiders surrendering a top 5, top 10 pick for Brock Purdy? No.
No.
Right? So, like, do the exercise. Now, I don't weigh a first-round pick in the 20s the same way I do a top 10 one. Correct. So I need to be fair here. But what team drafting in the 20s is going to trade you that? Would the Steelers trade a late first round pick for Brock
Purdy? That's an interesting one. The Steelers team, I don't know, depending on where the Saints finish this year, the Saints, like they're in a division where you can get a quarterback.
I don't even know who their coach is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, same with the Raiders. So a lot of these situations, you're going to have, I mean, how many head coaches are going to get fired or have been fired already?
Would Shane Steichen in Indianapolis trade a first-round pick, which would be probably teens and 20s, for Brock Purdy?
God, it sounds like a nightmare because you've already, you drafted Anthony Richardson knowing he's a project. Then you benched his ass, brought in Joe Flacco, who's 50 years old. He stunk it up. Then he pivoted back, and now you're punting altogether on Anthony Richardson. I mean, they haven't had a quarterback since Andrew Luck, and prior to that, it was Peyton Manning for 50 years. Like, see where I'm getting at?
I do. And so I guess this goes back to supply and demand. Who are you? Like, honest to God, like, I like him. I want him. I want to keep him. But who are you negotiating with?
JC, San Jose. He wants to join in the conversation. What's going on, JC? You're on the morning roast.
Hey, guys. Great show today. Just want to add on the 49ers. I know players are never going to go for this, but this year is snake bit. And this Brock Purdy conversation, Exactly to my point. Just shut down. Don't bring back Dre. Do not give McCaffrey rest if you need to. This one game behind a very, very bad 3-4 team division we got going is going to be the end of us. You got to think about next year at this point. I hope all those three teams win before our game on Sunday. But this whole one game thing is a carrot that's going to come back and bite us in the ass. Debo, I know you guys were talking about earlier. Debo is making business decisions because he knows this is his last year with the team, and he's trying to get a 2-year, $35 million contract with the Saints or the Panthers next year, which is fine. He's got to get his, but that's what's happening. And this team just doesn't have it this year. No point going all in and risking further injury to the guys. Just rebuild for next year. Give the young guys a chance.
Thanks, JC. That's JC in San Jose, 888-957-9570, the number.
Who are you bidding against, though? Like, honest to gosh, are you just trying to do right by him just to say that you've done right by him, Purdy? Like, because if that's the case, then, like, I understand that. I do, like, being underpaid. But it's not about, like, what you made prior. It's like, what are you going to do once we give you this money going forward, right? And so, I'm just in no rush. Like, I was in a rush at one time. Now I'm not. I'm not in a rush. And that sounds harsh on Purdy. It's more just football.
Again, I'm very curious to see how this shoulder reacts. The guy's already had elbow surgery. He's not the biggest guy. He doesn't have the strongest arm in the NFL. What's his arm strength going to be the rest of the season? Is he going to play this Sunday? How's he going to look in some of these games? I get it. You don't play in the AFC North. You don't play in these cold weather situations a lot, but it could happen. You could be in an NFC where you have to travel to Green Bay, or you could have to travel to Chicago if they end up being good. someplace like that. That's way of a little bit of a factor for me, because I saw a guy like Peyton Manning, who's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, struggle in cold weather games. I'm not saying he's going to be Peyton Manning, but you're going to be paying him like he is a Peyton Manning going forward, and that's going to hinder what else you're going to do with the rest of the roster. So I just threw it out there. I think it's a fair question. I know you wanted to get...
Are people losing their minds over it?
Well, people just like to lose their minds about anything.
But
right,
look, let's do the exercise. Jacksonville has a number one pick right now. Jacksonville's not taking a quarterback. They just paid Trevor Lawrence.
They're not
We could argue about whether Trevor's good or not. And I don't think he's very good.
You think Trent Baalke's going to survive as third coach?
Who knows? This guy's crazy.
This guy's like a cockroach.
The New York Giants, are they drafting a quarterback or taking trading one of their picks, a future pick, for a quarterback?
It's going to be them and the Raiders taking either Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward.
Okay.
I'm locked in on that.
Raiders are three. Okay, yes. So that's the other team. Yeah. New England, not taking a quarterback.
Trent Bay looks good.
Carolina, with the recent Bryce development, maybe they shouldn't take a quarterback. I like Bryce still.
I like Bryce Young as the backup for the 49ers going forward.
No, I would love to get him.
Yeah.
Tennessee, are they trading their first-round pick right now, the sixth pick, for Brock Purdy?
I don't think so. As you know, it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a plethora of teams. If the Jags end up having that number one overall pick, a lot of teams are going to try to trade off that for Shedeur, Cam Ward, whoever they value more. It's going to be for one of those guys, and there's going to be start being a bidding war. But to that point, maybe a team on the outskirts that feels like they can't get up to that point says, you know what? Maybe it's easier for us to trade this pick and get Brock Purdy, who's already a proven commodity. Maybe that happens.
Maybe. The Jets.
No, they're a dumpster fire. They're not a quarterback away. They're going to be going, they're going to total rebuild.
Cleveland, they just did a trade for a quarterback and gave up a ton of picks. I don't see them. Maybe I'm wrong, but him playing in that weather.
That Deshaun Watson contract
is going to scare them forever.
Oh, my God.
New Orleans. Now, New Orleans at 9.
That's interesting.
It is.
I'll think about that
Cincinnati,
one.
Cincinnati, no.
But New Orleans, real quick, they're another team that maybe have stinks of a rebuild, too.
I agree. Cincinnati, no. They're at 10. Dallas, 11, no, because they both have quarterbacks. Chicago just drafted their quarterback. Indy at 13.
Maybe.
Like, do the math here. There aren't a lot of people bidding for Brock's services.
You know, Indy's interesting. It's interesting. Midwest guy. He went to Iowa.
I like Indy for him.
I could see Brock Purdy being a huge deal in Indianapolis. Him and the Caitlin Clark commercials.
That's not bad.
Like that? Come on.
Miami, Tampa, they have quarterbacks. The Rams currently have a quarterback. Niners at 17. Arizona's got their quarterback. Atlanta's got two quarterbacks. Seattle, they'll never trade with them, but
no.
I don't know what they're going to do. Washington has their quarterback. Houston has their quarterback. Denver has their quarterback. Chargers have their quarterback. Baltimore has theirs. Pittsburgh's is up in the air. That's why I brought them up. Green Bay has their quarterback. Minnesota's got multiple quarterbacks. Philly and Buffalo, and then Kansas City and Detroit. Again, we're talking about four teams.
It's
five teams, maybe.